I'm Zachary Turner. When the Charlotte heat mappers set out to map urban hotspots during the summer, they expected to find big differences in temperatures throughout the city. The reality? It's hot everywhere in Charlotte, but some places stay hotter a lot longer. Here's the report. Catherine Adzorik is a professor of urban design at UNC Charlotte and leader of the Charlotte heat mappers. She sent 60 volunteers out to map heat on a hot and humid day in mid-July. She expected to find Charlotte's history of underinvestment in low-income, non-white communities reflected in the way heat moves through the city.
We were also thinking there would be a clearer crescent and wedge pattern here, but it turns out Charlotte's hot everywhere. Although it's definitely hotter in some places than others.
Those areas include Freedom Drive, Wilkinson Boulevard, and North Tryon Street, where wide roads, big box stores, and asphalt parking lots soak up energy all day long. Those paved surfaces slowly radiate heat overnight, keeping temperatures up and creating Charlotte's urban heat island. That effect was most prominent in the morning when some neighborhoods were up to 11 degrees hotter than others. The corridors surrounding the light rail also remained consistently hot throughout the day.
You know, we have to think about that as we're developing, is how can we make this environment safe and comfortable for people who want to be out biking, walking, using transit.
The city's recent climate risk assessment identified extreme heat as one of the most significant climate-related threats to city residents. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.